bad news be, and if it's yellow be, it's good news be.
Is that right?
Now there is news be.
Mm-hmm. And and you don't use that in any other term. I was talking to another lady who used the term news be when I asked her something that brings bad luck, and she said news bees, you know, they'll tell you when somebody's died or something like that.
I love my whip to you. When y'all gonna get one of the worst whippings this evening? You ever got? Your mama won't know what you look like when she comes.
Oh, you ever use the word hoodoo or voodoo or jinx or Jonas?
Well, I've heard people, I've never used it, but I've heard people that did believe in that. But I'm not that superstitious. I don't believe in it.
What would you call a child born from parents that weren't married?
Illegitimate child.
Any other word for that kind of child?
Well, people call them bastards, you know, but I don't know what a really, you know, they say bastard children, but I don't know what, according to the Bible, they might not be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. A place where the dead are prepared for burial.
Well, that's, undertaking.
Okay. Any other word?
Well, not as I can remember right now.
All right. A box or case in which a corpse is buried.
A grave, yeah.
No, just the box or the case that the body is put into, you know?
Oh, they call them coffins and caskets.
Same thing?
Well, they answer for the same thing, but, I guess a little better grade.
Which is better grade?
Casket.
Casket would be a little better than
yeah,
a coffin.
Yeah, and a coffin is just something straight. And, you know, people used to make them.
Just out of just ordinary wood?
Huh, yeah. My grandfather made mine, so.
All right. And a place where the dead are buried.
Graveyard.
Mm-hmm. A small freshwater stream up in the hill.
A spring bank.
Okay. Any other word for a small freshwater stream?
I don't believe I'm here that one, sir.
All right. Well, how would you use the word brook or creek or run?
Yes, creek run. Uh-huh.
And what's the difference between that and a spring branch?
Well, it's a... I see a creek, that's a little creek right down there. And then there's a little spring banks running into that.
So the creek run would be in flatter land and bigger, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a minute now, let me write that down. See, this is exactly the kind of thing we want to get. These little distinctions, mm-hmm. This is good. What do you call flat, grassy country?
Meadow. Would that be a meadow?
Yeah, sure. Alright. A pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the
galluses.
Okay.
To the suspenders now. Old folks say galluses. And it's suspenders is what they really are.
Okay. Unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham.
Well, that's ham gravy.
All right, anything
thickening
else?
Thickening gravy.
Huh?
Thickening gravy.
Oh, this is unthickened.
Oh, unthickened. Oh, that is, what you call red gravy.